Okay, today's daf is B'Metzia daf Tzadi Hey, as we continue in Perek HaShoel that we started yesterday, the eighth Perek of Meseches B'Metzia, and we get deep into the sugyas of Shomrim. The Gemara here is going in through all the different Makoros. How do you know that each of the Shomrim is Chayav or Pater on what they are Chayav and Pater for, respectively? Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and Shoel. It is interesting to note that we require sources for all of these halachas, right? One might have said that it's logical that every Shomer, you know, goes up a little bit in responsibility, right? The more serious Shomer, if you get paid or if you're allowed to use it, you know, it's logical to go up in value. The Gemara does not suffice it to say that, oh, it's based on a svara. The Gemara requires a makor for every single detail of Hilchos Shomrim, which seems to say that it's not just a practical umdana, what people think that they you know, accept to do, but there are specific halachos that are related to the world of Shomer. The last line that we said yesterday, right before we start the next piece, is about the 10th wide line, where the Gemara talks about milsa da'asya b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra. Right, that principle of sometimes, there's a machlokas here, whether you need a makar or you can learn it from a kal v'chomer, that itself highlights the uniqueness of Kal V'Chomer. We've discussed often, and Bezra is going to come up again today, that Kal V'Chomer is one of the unique midos Shatar Nidrash is behind. Again, everyone is unique depending on which one you're talking about. But Kal V'Chomer is really a unique one because it's the only one that everybody agrees that a person could darshan on their own, obviously Chazal, not us, but the could darshan on your on one's own without a Rebbe. The other ones, because they were Shava, you for sure you need a Rebbe. All the others are Machlokas, we've shown him, but Kal V'Chomer, for sure, one could darshan on their own, because it's based on logic. That is why, out of all of them, Kal V'Chomer has different levels. There's a weak Kal V'Chomer, there's a strong Kal V'Chomer she'ena lav tshuva, right, mufne mi tzad echa, mufne mi shtei tzadim, right, all those different levels are, because the Kal V'Chomer itself is on somewhat of a weaker level and stand because it's not based on Mesorah. It's based on logic, and that's why we require it to be very strong in terms of the logic. And that's why also, as we have seen, in Onshin Min Hadin, in Masirin Min Hadin, one maybe can't give an Onesh or give a warning based on a Kal V'Chomer because there might be a Pircha. Right? There's different suggestions given about the uniqueness of Kal V'Chomer, but this also highlights that principle, right? Any of the could have learned that from Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kasav Lakra, right? We don't have that by any of the other principles, because the other drushas Chazal, the other tools are Kra, right? If you have a Hekish, if you have a Binyanav, if you have a Mamatzinu, it's based on Sukkim. The Kal V'Chomer is not based on Sukkim, and that's why we have this issue of whether you would have a pasuk to go out of its way to tell me what I would be able to learn from a Kal V'Chomer or not. Okay, that's just a couple of points related to that last line. So now we continue about the 10th wide line or so, where we talk about Shoel. What is the makar for the halachas of Shoel? So remember, that's the only one that is mefurish in the Torah. Ki Yish'al. The other ones are learned out based on Torah Shebal Peh. What exactly is included? So Vashoel Mishali Mesakol. So the Shoel pays for everything. Obviously, besides the two exceptions that we mentioned, Vashoel is Chayiv even in Ones. Bishla Bashvur Vamesa Dechsev. I understand that it's Chayiv if the animal breaks its leg, or if the animal dies. Dechsev Vchi Yishal Ish Me Imrei Ehu Vinishbar Omes. It says it in the pasuk. Ela Shvuya Bishol Minala. And how do I know if the animal is captured? Shvuya, that type of ones, also a shoel would be chayiv v'chite manelef b'shvur v'mesa. If you want to say, well, just learn it from the other onsin, right? Learn it from shvur v'mesa. Says the Gemara, l'shvur v'mesa shekein onsin d'salak adaitehu. Maybe the other ones, those are the types of onsin that maybe should have gone up in your mind. Torah b'shtomer b'shvuya shekein onsin d'lo salak adaitehu. Maybe getting captured is even more far-fetched than the animal dropping dead. And therefore, even if you'd be chayiv on shvura v'mesa, maybe you would not be chayiv on shvuya. That's an amazing havamina. What's that havamina about? The havamina is suggesting that even a shoel is responsible for a choser shvira. Right? What's the havamina? Oh, you should have known. You should have known. It's ones. Right? The Kadosh Zohar, what do you should have known? The Gemara is still trying to say, maybe the what you should have known is the Mechayah for all Shomrim, and Shoel just has a higher standard. It's not qualitatively different than the other Shomrim. That's the Havamina, that only by Onsin that maybe could have come up in your mind, you're going to be responsible for. But in Ones, that totally you wouldn't have come up in your mind, That we wouldn't have thought of. So that's why we need a makar. So the Gemara goes through, Ella, you have a makar. Ella, Nemr, Shruv, Amesa, Bishoel. V'nemr, Shruv, Amesa, Bishomer, Sachar. It talks about that by Shomer, Sachar, too. Ma'ala, Halon, Shvuya, Imo. Just like by Shomer, Sachar, Shvuya has the same halacha as Shruv, Amesa, meaning they're all Patur, Afkan, Shvuya, Imo. So too by Shoel, Shvuya goes with the Shruv, Amesa, and they're all Chayiv. Just like by Shomer, Sachar, they all go together. So too by Shoel, they all go together. Says the Gemara, but one minute. They're opposite, though. Ikal mifrach ma'al shomer sachar, shekein liftar, Torah b'shoel, shekein l'chiyuv. Fine, they all go together, but they're for opposite, in opposite categories. Right? By shomer sachar, they're all pater. By Shoel, they're all chayiv. So is that a good enough makar? So the Gemara is still struggling to find a makar. How do I know that if an animal is captured, a Shoel is going to be chayiv? Maybe it's only if the animal drops dead. Maybe only one type of ones and not another type of ones. So Ella, we try again. Ella, Rabbi Nasan. Maybe the makar is like Rabbi Nasan. The Tanya, Rabbi Nasan, Omer. O, Larabos, Shvuya. The word O. Shvura, O, Mesa, includes Shvuya. That word O. So Gemara says, well, hi, O. No, you need that O, mi boy le lechalik. You need that O because to tell you that you don't have to do both. I might have thought that the animal has to break its leg and die in order for you to be chayef. Only one or the other not. Kamash malad, that's why it has to have the word O there. Stop there for a moment. So again, we at the end of the day, we're going to have a source for including Shvuya. But the Gemara is still struggling to figure out what exactly is going to be the makar. And at this stage, we have the makar. The makar is from the word O. So the question is, once the dust settles, once we have a makar, which we do, we know in Shoel is chayiv in all onsen. So once we have that makar, there is a question. So, okay, Lamaskana, so how do we understand Shoel then? The Havamin is for sure not separating Shoel from the other Shomrim. They're all chayiv for a higher responsibility, and so too Shoel, and that's how there can be limitations even in ones. But once we say that all onsid are included, so then it seems like there is a Shoel comes out very different. The fact that you include, what is that just, yeah, you also could salik adaite that? That's very hard to say. That the animal is going to be captured. There must be a different mechayiv for the chiyuvim of Shoel. And this is discussed much by the Achronim here in this perek, relating to what the difference is between Shoel and the other Shomrim. Again, in the Havaminas, doesn't seem to be much of a difference. The Gemara is treating it like the other Shomrim. But Lamaskana, when we say a Shoel is chayiv in everything, so it must be because it's a different reason. It's not because, oh, you should have guarded it better. You should have realized that that might happen. No, that's impossible. There's no way that I can think of an earthquake or think of the animal getting captured. The way that the Primosha says it in Simin Nunvav, the Shoel is not only Chayev for Chiyuve Shmira, but Chiyuve Achrayas. That's his Lashon. It's not an obligation based on being a Shomer. It's an obligation based on a commitment that he has Achrayas. He has responsibility for this animal, separate from the fact that he's a Shomer, because he's a different kind of Shomer. Or the way others suggest, we saw this in Tosas and Bava Kama, that a Shoel is Kona the item. That already is very different. A Shomer is guarding the item. A Shoel is Kona the item. How is he Kona the item? Is it Mamish? Is his Kinyan to the exclusion of the Mashiel's Kinyan? Or is it a Chiddush HaTorah that they can both be Kona it in some way? Like Shutfin owns something jointly. So here too, maybe it's still the Mashiel's, but the Shoel also has Kinyanim. But if you remember, that was Tosfos and Bava Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, in the sugyas of Ein Shamin, when we talk, the Gemara talks about a ganav or a gazlan or a mazik. If I damage your car, I don't have to buy you a new car. I just estimate the difference between what it was worth before and after, and I pay the difference. Because that's the halacha of Ein, that's the halacha of Shamin. Your Shamin, you estimate the difference by a mazik. But by a ganav and a gazlan, you don't. Why? Shmuel says in Baba Kama Yud Aleph, because a ganav and a gazlan are kona the item. And because there's a kinyan by a ganav and a gazlan, so by Melah, you don't just pay the difference, you have to give a new item. And then the Gemara says, Va'ani Omer, af l'shoel. Right? And he said, Shmuel says, also regarding Shoel, we say, Ein Shamin. Why? So that's Tosfos there in Baba Kama. To ganav a gazlan, kanu miyad, kishahot si omer, which is Bailam. Lashon of kinyan. Avo mazik lo deschayev elakamosh izik. But a mazik doesn't kona, isn't kona anything. What about shoel? Kiva dechayiv ba'onsin nimsa shekinao misha shahotzi miyarabaylim v'hadamim hudinis chayiv kimo gana v'gazlan. And the same thing by a shoel. The second, the fact that I'm allowed to use it means that I own it. Legabei using it. And therefore, if I'm the owner, so then I have to bear the brunt of onsin. Not because I should have guarded it, but because I own it, and therefore there's nothing more to do. This could be asked by others. What about a renter? Okay, shorachinim shorasachar, pashtas, there's no kinyan. But what about a socher? So a socher also uses it. He just pays for it. So there you could, even though the socher has the status of a shomer sachar, or a shomer chinam machlokes, but let's assume shomer sachar, but you could also ask the question there. Right? There is a fascinating machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid deal with kinyan chatzer. What happens if I'm renting you out my field? You're renting, you're using it for whatever, and then something else goes into the yard. So chatzer is kona. You know, that's the halacha. We had that earlier, back in the first parak. Whose chatzer is it for kinyan chatzer? Who does it belong to? Let's say some other person's item wanders into the chatzer. So who owns it? The maskir or the socher? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. And Hilchas Schiris Perek Vav Halacha Hey. Aval im behema shel acherim hazeva. What if an animal, my neighbor's animal, goes into my yard and fertilizes my yard? So whose fertilizer is that? Is that the renter's or is that the owner's? So the Rambam says it belongs to the owner. The Baal HaChatzer. Shachatzeru shaladim kone lo shalom idaito afa pishi schura biyad acherim. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Dover zeyne mechuvar. Shari begemara hem idua b'chatzer demaskir b'shvarim da'asamei alma pirish b'chatzer demaskir delo agira l'socher michlal di'i agira if it's rented out to someone kiddi day dummy v'kanyulei midi davi ha'socher as b'komo. If I rent out the spot, it's mine. Machlokas Rambam Ravid about socher. But again, some suggest you could have the same machlokas by shoel. Right? Maybe they would also argue by shoel. Or maybe they wouldn't. Maybe there, the Rambam would agree that it belongs to the shoel. Only by socher, it still belongs to the maskir. But this is an important sugya in this perek, what the status of shoel is. And it's all how to understand this maskana. Once the Gemara comes up with the source for Shavuya, so how do we understand Shoel? Up until that point, though, it's for sure only treating Shoel like all the other Shomer. Okay, so where are we up to? Four lines from the bottom. We came up with the source. O, the word O, is teaching me Shavuya. So the Gemara says, Hanicha. The source for O is enough, it works for Rabbi Yonasan, but for Rabbi Yoshia, Ma'ika L'meimar. So, what is that referring to? Titania. The Bryce says as follows, three lines from the bottom. Isha Sheikh Allah Zavivesimo, a man curses his parents, Rahman al-Islan, Ischayev Misa, so it says curse his father and mother. Ve'ainli Ella Avivimo. I only know that a person is Chayev Misa if he curses both his parents, father and mother. Aviv below Imo, Imo below Aviv Minayin. How do I know if it's only one of the parents? After all, the pasuk says both. Aviv Imo. How do I know it's either or? So Tama Lomar, Aviv Imo Kilel. End pasuk. Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel. Dibre Rabbi Yoshia. What does that mean? Rashi explains that in the first pasuk, father is closer to the verb curse. In the second pasuk, mother is closer to the word curse. So that's why there's a special limud to teach me that even if I only curse one of my parents, Rahman al-Islan, right, Chas v'Shalom, so that is still chayef. Meaning what? According to Rabbi Yoshia, if I didn't have a specific limud, I would have assumed that it has to be both parents. Because when the Torah says two things, it has to be both parents. That's Rabbi Yoshia's shita. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, that's going to be a problem. Because we're using O to teach me that to include Shvuya. But one minute, according to Rabbi Yoshia, right, when it says two things, right, it means that you have to have both of them. Right? So you can't, you need oh to be mechalek for that halacha. Right? To shvura omesa. Right? You can't use that oh to teach me shvuya, to teach me something extra. So that's why it's going to be a problem for Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan says no. Mashma shev ke'echod u mashma echad b'fnei atzmo. No. Whenever the Torah says two things, it can mean both, or it can even mean just one. Adje yifra l'cha kasav yachtav. Until the Torah says yachtav together, so up until that point, I would think either just one of them. So the Gemara says, this word oh, including shvuya, only works for Rabbi Yonasan, but not for Rabbi Yoshia. So what will we do for Rabbi Yoshia? So Gemara says, "Afilu teber Rabbi Yoshia lechalek hacha lo tzarech." Even if usually you need o lechalek, but here by shvura v'mesa you wouldn't. My taima svarahu malika lakula malika lapalga. What's the difference? When an animal breaks its leg or dies, it's the same kind of ones, right? Breaking a leg is the first step. That's like killing its leg. It's the same category. And therefore, you wouldn't need, even if Rabbi Yoshia generally says that you need olachalik here, you wouldn't need it to be machalik. And therefore, would be extra to be able to teach me shvuya. That lashon of malikala kula, malikala pala comes up in other contexts. Right, one place is by Chovel on Shabbos. Right, they're wounding on Shabbos. There is a mystery in the Rishonim. Wounding. If I wound someone, right, it's an Aveira during the week also. But what about on Shabbos? I also get another Aveira. I violated a Malacha on Shabbos if I punch somebody and I cause them to bleed. Which of the 39 Malachas? It's not one of the 39. Going through the list. Wounding. So which is it? The Gemara assumes, right, that's the Malacha. That's the Malacha of Bris Milah. Right, that's the malacha. So which av malacha is it? So all the Rishonim give many different suggestions. Some say it's coloring. Soveya, I'm moving the blood, I'm coloring the skin. Others say it's mefarek. The Rambam says it's mefarek. Mefarek is threshing, moving, getting out the kernels from inside, squeezing fruit is threshing, milking a cow is threshing, so also wounding. Right, because I'm moving the blood from where it naturally is to out, right, and that's mefarek. But some Rishonim say it is shochet. It's like killing. Why? Malikala kula, malikala palga. Right, this idea. What's the difference if I kill somebody totally or I just hurt them and move their blood? Right, that also would be included in shochet. Right, so that's where the Gemara also uses this in a different context. A couple of points, though, the Rishonim bring up on these few lines. First of all, the Ritva says, the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Pinchas here, that this principle of Rabbi Yonasan, that until it says the word yachtav, it can mean either or, even just one of them, that only applies by averos, not by mitzvos. By mitzvos, if the Torah lists off a certain number of items, you need both of those items. Right? It says, l'kachta l'chama yom rishon, priyat sadar, kapos tamarim, I'll just take any of the bunch. Any one or two. No, chas v'shalom. By mitzvah saseh, it's all of them. By lo saseh, that's the only Gemara. He says, v'kibalnu me'rabenu mishayim rabbi pinchas halevi achiv. Right, that's the ra'ah. He has one of his rabbeim was the ra'ah, which we thought was the author of the sefer. Many achronim assumed it was the author of the sefer achiduch. Seems to be proven bizman hazeh that the author was rabbi Pinchas. Right, the Ra'ah's brother. But here he quotes the Ra'ah in the name of his brother, Rabbi Pinchas Halevi, Shalom Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Ela Badavar Sheishbo Minia. It only applies by Lo Saseh. For example, where? So we didn't get to it yet, what Rashi quotes here. Rashi quotes here, the Isser of Kilai Behema. Lo Sacharosh Beshar Bachamar Yachtav. Don't quote for the, don't use plow with them together. V'lo sekalel v'chayotzebo, or by our context of cursing parents. Aval ba'omer sheyase leploni o sheyitain, vaday sheyase l'shnei mashma. V'lo miftar b'chad minaya, or if somebody says, I'm going to do this for you. So it means both things. I've written this elsewhere. This is specifically by Losa says, but if it's a promise that someone says, if it's an umdina, or if something else that the Torah demands, so that is for sure only going to apply to both of them and not to just one of them. So again, let's get back to what's the example given. Again, there's a lot of action on these three lines, and then we'll continue. What's the example given where the Rabbi Yonasan says, until it says yachtav, so then it can be either or. Only once it says yachtav, you need both. So Rashi quotes, as we just quoted, b'shar lo sacharosh b'shar v'chamar yachtav. D'mita itzrich l'michtav yachtav sham inon. D'i lo kasve have mashma. Shalo yachrosh lo b'shor, v'lo b'chamor. Wow. What's the havamina? If the Torah wouldn't have said yachtav, according to Rabbi Yonasan, I would have thought you can't plow with oxen. You can't plow with donkeys. The Torah says, Yachdav, only together. Right? But, had it not said together, I would have thought either or. That's an amazing Havamina. That one is a little more understandable, right? The separate father and mother. But here, it's very unusual. Right? The Ritva again notes here, this Havamina is only by Kilai Behema. You would have thought certain animals maybe are off limits. But let's say Kilai Begadim, Shatnis. You would have thought that you can't wear just flax. You can't wear just wool. Right? Until the Torah says both, that's not a Havamina. You wouldn't have said that. Avalomi kilai begadim amrinan. The hazam vade avilu lo kasav rachmana yachtov lo hayisi omer shasar akasav tsemer levado pishtim levado. To kilayim b'shatnis ksivbei. Right, that's the source for shatnis. Okay, but that's the Ritva says you would never have a havamina by kilai behema. You would own by kilai begadim. You'd only have it by kilai behema. We already mentioned a couple of days ago, I think, the some of the svaris given by the Rishonim for the isser of kilai behema. Right, kilai behema. Right, why can't I take two different animals on the wagon at the same time? Right, what's wrong with that? Why can't I take an ox and a horse? What if they're good friends and they get along? So the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says it is a siyag d'oraisa. Put this on the list of siyag d'oraisa. In the Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Siman Mentes, that's where he has all the reasons for the mitzvahs. The Sefer HaChinuch, if you are not looking in the Mor Nevuchim, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this Mor Nevuchim. In Tav Kuf Nun, mitzvah 550, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Mor Nevuchim and says that, well, very often when you work animals together on the same wagon, you let them be in the same pen also. If you have an ox and a horse, and you take them, detach them from their wagon, you'll leave them in the same place. And then, they might end up crossbreeding, which itself is an issa d'oraisa. So, cross-working, says the Rambam, is a siyag d'oraisa for crossbreeding. The Sefer HaChinuch says, I don't think you have to say that, I think there is a different reason. He says, V'yacha reshus adoni harav aniskar, v'hoda'a al dvara atov. I asked Rishus from the Rambam to argue on him. He doesn't argue, again, on the whole Sefer, he has the Rambam's list of Taryag. So he always asks forgiveness from the Rambam, not the Rambam. But here he asks for forgiveness from the Rambam. After the Rambam gives the reason, Eneh afani chel ki biomer, ki bitam mitzvah zu inyan, sar balechayim, shuasa min haTorah. No, this is about sar balechayim. Why? So you might have said, the Balaturim says the Tzar Balechayim, because if you have one kosher, one non-kosher animal, the non-kosher animal is going to look at the kosher animal, seeing the kosher animal chewing its cud, think it's eating lunch now, and be very upset. Right? Not in their mind, but instinctively. They see another animal chewing and eating. That's not fair. I want to eat lunch, and they'll be in pain. That's the Balaturim. The Sefer HaChinuch has a different pshat, which is halacha l'maisa for human beings. V'yadua, sheyesh lemine behemos lo'ofos da'aga gedola lishkon in she'ena minam. Animals don't like to be with other types of animals. V'chol shekein la'asos imam malacha. If surely not to do work with them, they like giraffes hang out with other giraffes. Elephants hang out with other elephants. Fish hang out with other fish. Everybody likes to be, and they're most productive that way. V'chol behemos v'shar minam gam gim yidbeku lo'ola b'mineyem. And therefore, if they're with other animals that they're not used to, so then it will be tsar balechayim, they'll be in pain. And then the Sefer HaChinuch adds, V'chol chacham lev mizeh yikach musar, shalom limno shnei anashim la'olam, b'davar mikol advarim, shi yirichokim b'tivam u'mishuna b'hanagasam. If you're ever putting two people to a task, don't put two different people that are so different from each other. You know they won't get along. I don't know. Maybe if there are two siblings, you should force them to get along. But if there are two siblings that are so different from each other, and you know these are the two that have most difficulty doing a task together, maybe that's not the best idea. Right? Right? We don't take that so literally, but the message of this Sefer HaChinuch is that, you know, you have to know who you're putting together. Kimo, tzadik v'rasha v'niklav v'nichbad. Again, by parenting it might be different. It might be you don't want to get them together because they have to get over it and work together. But either way, this is the point. If you're an employer and you have various employees, you have to put two employees that you know can work together. If they're not going to get along, then it's just not going to happen. Shemikpida Torah latzar. And even if it's going to happen, they're not going to enjoy it. And if the Torah is worried about the tzar of the animals, surely are worried about the tzar of people. Again, there's a lot more there. The story of Reb Nachman Adler started celebrating when he was able to fulfill the mitzvah. Either way, there's a lot here, but it starts with this Rashi explaining the Gemara of Rabbi Yonasan. Here we go. So, Baruch Hashem, we have found the source that a Shoel is Chayiv even by Shavuya, if the animal is captured. So now, let's even go down a level, fourth line. Geneva v'aveda b'shoel minolan. How do I know by Geneva v'aveda a Shoel is Chayiv? V'chite manelach b'shruv v'mesa. And if you want to say, well, why don't you just learn it from Shruv v'mesa? Well, from those cases of Ones. So no, maybe there's an opposite Svara to say he's exempt. Mal a Shruv v'mesa. You know why a Shoel is Chayiv and Shruv v'mesa? There's nothing that the Bailim could do. They can't be Torech and get it back. But maybe when it's stolen or lost, the owner can try to get it back. That's why the Shoel maybe should be Pater. So, Elaki Adatanya, here's the source. Vinishbar Omeis, Ainli Elishurava Mesa. Kadeva Veda Minayin. How do I know that Amar Kavachomer? You know it from a Kavachomer? Umar Shomer Sachar. Not Kavachomer of. If they're Chayiv and Onsen, they're even Chayiv and Geneva Veda. Because we just undid that. So, following. Umar Shomer Sachar. Shepater Mishurava Mesa. Chayiv and Geneva Veda. Shomer Sachar is Pater and Onsen. But he's Chayiv and Geneva Veda. So, Shol Shachayiv and Shurava Mesa. And Odin Shachayiv and Geneva Veda. So it's a kavachomer. Surely Shoel should be chayiv. Vizel kavachomer she'ein alav tshuva. And this is a very strong kavachomer. As we said before, different levels of kavachomer. This is a very strong kavachomer. Says the Gemara, ma'ein alav tshuva. What does that mean? What are you defending? Don't ask me any questions. And if you want to ask, ma'al shomer sachar. How could you have a kavachomer from shomer sachar? Shomer sachar is more stringent in a certain way. How? Sometimes a Shomer Sachar could be Chayev Kefel. Right? If a Shomer Sachar says it was stolen, he's Chayev. That's not a claim. But if he says it was stolen with armed robbers, then he's going to be Pater. Because that's considered an Ones. Right? This relates to what we alluded to at the end of Shiur yesterday. Machlokas Tosfos in the Ramban earlier, Daf Mem Beis. Geneva Be'ones. Is that Chayev or Pater for a Shomer Sachar? Machlokas. But the big Raya that Geneva is Pater. Big Be'ones is listed Mizuyim. The Gemara says Beferish. That Geneva listed Mizuyim, a Shomer Sachar is Pater for. So the Rishonim that say Chayiv have to be Mechalik between listed Mizuyim and other cases of Geneva Be'ones. Okay, but either way, let's read this. So Shomer Sachar maybe is more stringent because they're Chayiv Kefil in this case. So the Gemara answers, no. It's not more stringent. Afilo Hachi, as we said yesterday, Karen de Shoel Adifa. A Shoel always pays Karen. That's more stringent than a Shomer Sachar once in a while paying Kefel. One answer. Or, Ibayisayim a Kasavar listed Mizuyin, Gazlan who. Or maybe even listed Mizuyim, they're not going to pay Kefel. Because listed Mizuyim is not a Ganav, it's a Gazlan. And therefore, you're never going to pay Kefel. And that we already said, that is a machlokes in the difference in the Girsaos, in the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, in the beginning, in Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel, quotes, based on our version, a very difficult line to understand. The Rambam says, who's a Ganav? Somebody who steals money and the owner doesn't know about it. Who's a Gazlan? Somebody who steals money and the owner knows about it. And therefore, armed robbers are considered Ganavim. So what does that mean? Armed robbers, you know. The Rambam just said, if you know about it, you're a Gazlan. If you don't know about it, you're a Ganav. And there, the Rambam says, therefore, lefichach, listim mizuyim sheganav, eino Gazlan, elaganav, afal pisha, bailam yodim, misha sheganav. So the Rambam seems, how do you read the first half of the second half of the Rambam? The Ravid here says, Amar Ram lo piskol mechavra, I know what the Rambam is talking about. The Magen Mishnah says, maybe there's two types of listim mizuyims. Two types. There's one that's an armed robber because he wants the element of surprise. He'll hide. And there's other armed robbers that's not scared, they're not surprised. No, I just want to, take your money. Maybe there's two types. One's more like a Ganav, one's more like a Gazlan. But and then maybe there's different Gersos in the Rambam. But this comes from this Gemara because it's not so clear whether an armed robber who covers his face, but he goes out in the open to steal, would that be, is that a thief? Is that a robber? Is that a Ganav? Is that a Gazlan? Good. Let's continue now a little bit more, then we'll maybe talk more about Kal Vachomer. So Gemara says, Ashkechon Lechiev. So fine, I have found that a Shoel is Chayiv in Geneva Va'aveda. Liftar Minolan. How do I know that he's also Pater? What do you mean Pater? Well, now we're getting back to what we started the parak with. Balavimo. The Pater of, even by a Shoel, if the Mashiel is also working for the Shoel. So that Ptur is explicit in the Torah only by Ones. A Shoel is Chayiv in Onsin, Balavimo is Pater. So now we've just proven that Geneva Vaveda Shol is also Chayav for. Does the Petur Balavimo also apply to that? Liftar minalan. How do I know the Petur Balavimo applies to Geneva Vaveda Vishoel? Vachite Manela Petur of a Mason. If you want to say you learn it from the others, Balashur of a Mason Shkin Ones. That's Ones. Maybe Ones has the Petur of Balavimo. But not Geneva Vaveda. So Ella Gamar Mishomer Sachar. So learn it out from Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is only Chayav Geneva Vaveda, and he has the Petur of Balavimo. Says the Gemara, well, how do you know that? V'shomer Sachar guvim minolan. How do you know Shomer Sachar has the p'tur of Balavimo? It only says it by Shoel. Does not say it by Shomer Chinam or by Shomer Sachar. So where it says, Gamre, chiyuvet the Shomer Sachar, be chiyuvet the Shoel. We compare the chiyuvet, mala halon b'baylam pater, just like by a Shoel. When a Shoel is chayiv, he's still pater if it's Balavimo. Afkan b'baylam pater, so too by Shoel, by Shomer Sachar, Balavimo is going to be Pater. So we compare them. The Gemara says, how do you compare them? Which mechanism? Which halachic darshaning tool? But my Gemar, Iba Mamatzinu, if you use a Mamatzinu, which is the lowest level. Mamatzinu just means, you know what, compare the two cases. Right? Not based on anything substantive. And that's the weakest link. Because then, if you could find anything different about them, then you could break a Mamatzinu. So, even Mamatzinu, Igala Mifrach, Kidabachina, Shekin Ones. No, what do you mean? This is Ones, this is Geneva Veda. So, how can you compare Shoel to Shomer Sachar? So, we're back. So, the Gemara says, El Amakra, you're right, it's not a Mamatzinu, but it's based on a Vav. Amakra, Vichy Yishal. Shoel is right after Shomer Sachar, and it has the Vav. And Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon VeYilmod Elyon Mitachton. Right, the Vav is Mosef, and therefore we compare Shomer Sachar and Shoel. Just like Shoel has a Petur Balavimo, so too Shomer Sachar has a Petur Balavimo. And once we learn it that way, then we can learn it backwards. Just like Shomer Sachar's Balavimo is Pater by Geneva Aveda, so too Shoel's Geneva Aveda is also going to be Pater with Balavimo. Says the Gemara, Viakati Shoel mi Shomer Sachar lo Gamar. No, maybe still you can't learn Shoel from Shomer Sachar. Tigal Mifrach, Mala Shomer Sachar, Shekin Pater, Bishruva Mesa, Torah Bishol, Shechai Bishruva Mesa. But no, maybe you can't learn the Ptur of Balavimo from Shomer Sachar because the Shoel is more Machmir. A Shoel is Chayvin and Anonsin. So we're still stuck. So Ella, Geneva Vaveda, Bishol, Lechiyuva Minolon. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. How do you know Bichlal that you're Chayvin Geneva Vaveda by Shoel? What was our Maskana? You learned that from Shomer Sachar, based on the Kal Vachomer. Minolah Degarei Shomer Sachar. So the whole Chiv of Geneva Vaveda by Yeshoel is learned that from Shomer Sachar. So therefore, based on the Kal Vachomer, Dayolavo Minadin Lios Kenidon. So once you learn the Chiv of Geneva Vaveda to a Shoel from Shomer Sachar, it can't be more stringent than that Chiv in its source context. That's the principle of Dayo. Whenever you have a Kal Vachomer, you can't learn it more than how it exists in its source context. Mag Neva Veda to Shomer Sachar Bebailim Pater. Af Neva Veda to Shol Nami Bebailim Pater. So therefore, you say Dayo, and it is limited. One more line. This all works out for those who have that principle of limiting Kal Vachomers, of Dayo. But if you don't hold of Dayo, what are you going to say? So, Elo Amakra, Vichy Yishal, Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon, Yilmon Elyon, Mitachton, Vitachton Me Elyon. Okay, you learn it from the Vav, and Rashi explains it's really a Hekesh. Right, a Hekesh, comparing two different things next to each other, juxtaposed in the Torah, and Rashi says in the third Y line, Ein Meshivin Al HaHekesh. A Hekesh is one of the strongest darshaning tools, and therefore, once you have this limud, you compare Shomer Sachar and Shoel, and therefore Shoel is Chayving Geneva Aveda, but a Shoel also has the Petura Balavimo by Geneva V'Aveda. Yoredea Shidmem, last Yoredea. There are 2 points to mention here. That is, first, we're talking about Kal Vachomers and Dayos. So one thought on Kal Vachomer, one thought on Dayo. There is a Rashi in Parshas Miketz, where Rashi tells us when the brothers are confronted by Yosef and Yosef's servant and saying, how'd you take the coats? And the brothers say, we even returned the money that we got back by accident. We're going to take the coats? Rashi quotes, Ze'echan me'asara Kal Vachomer ha'amurin batorah. This is one of the 10 Kal Vachomers listed, and they're all listed in Breishis Rabbah. That's a medrash to be aware of. That's a medrash. The medrash says, in Breishis Rabbah, Simin, it's not 10 in the Torah, it's 10 in Tanakh. Miketz, Parshat Sadi Beis, Simin Zayin, Tani Rebbe Yishmael. right, quoting this one. We gave the money back. We're going to take the coast. They're one of the 10 Kavachomers. Where else are there Kavachomers? So, by Paro. Hein B'nei Yisrael Oshamu Eli. B'nei Yisrael didn't listen to me, says Moshe. Paro's going to listen to me. Kavachomer. Rabbi Yomar Shemel Avi, Yomar Shemel Moshe. Maybe the most famous one of the Torah. Via Via Yarok Yarak Bifaneha. Kavachomer L'shchina Yudalad Yom. Right, how long did Miriam have to be for? So Miriam had to be separated from in Saras, the end of Baloscha, for a week. Because the Torah says, if it was the Shekhinah, 14 days. So at least Hashem, right, when it comes to, if it's a parent, the Shekhinah should be even double. So that's the Makar, by the way, of Dayo. Instead of saying 14, it was only 7 if Hashem gave Miriam the Tzaras. And there are others here that are listed based on Sukkim and Yirmiyahu and Shmuel and Mishle and Esther. Vayera Melech Esther Amalka B'shushan Abira. He quotes the many others. But this is the Medrash here in Parshas Mikis. Number one. Dayo is also found, or the double, the Kavachomer, is a very interesting and somewhat tragic context. If you look in Simon Shin Mem, the beginning of Hilchos Kriya. Misha Meis Lo Meis, woman a Meis of Jorilas Abalem. We know there's a Chiv of Kriya, if somebody, Rachman al Islan, loses a relative. If you look in the, Nose Kalim here on Shulchan Aruch, they quote the story of the, where is it? They quote the story of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom, Ma'or, was the beginning of the Taz here? I can't find it. The Rabbeinu Gershom's son went off the derech, and the question is: there are two versions exactly of what he of when the this is a question of the Girsa. When he died, Rabbeinu Gershom sat shiva for him, and he said that the Masara is that he sat shiva for 14 days. So why would he sit shiva for 14 days for his son? I just can't. A different version of the. Of the Shulchan Aruch here, I don't know where this Taz is. Okay, but either way, there's a question whether he sat shiva, one for his guf, one for his neshama. Do you say dayo because he was just doubly? Was it for his? What did he sit shiva even before when he just went off? Either way, I don't see it here, but it's here in the beginning of the Taz in Simin Shin Mem. I don't know, it's just not here. Okay, either way, let's continue. Says the Gemara Itzmar. Again, there's more on dayo, but we still have a lot to do. Third line, Pshia Babaylim. Okay, so what have we just been talking about? We've discussed Baal Avimo by Ones, the Ptur. Right? We spoke yesterday about the reasons for Baal Avimo, if there is a reason. Right? We spoke about Baal Avimo by Gneva Vaveda. There's only one category left to talk about. Is there a Ptur of Baal Avimo by Pshia? Right? I was negligent. If I was negligent, would there even be a Ptur there? So that's the Shaila. It's Mar Pshia Babaylim. Pligi Ba Ravacha Ravina. Chad Amar Chayiv, Chad Amar Potter. Machlokas. Manda Amar Chayiv, the one who says you're Chayiv, that you're Chayiv for Pshia Babaylim. So you might have said a Svara. He was negligent. You're going to say he has the Ptur there? The Gemara doesn't give a Svara. The Gemara says this is based on Psukim. Ksavar, Mikra, Nidrash, Lefanav, Olofnefanav. Remember, there's Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel in the Torah. And the Vav connects them. So we darshin Baal Avimo to Lefanav. That means Gnev Aveda by Shomer Sachar, but not Lefnefanav, but not all the way back. Hilkach, therefore, in Baal Avimo, Ashomer Chinam, Loksiv. It's not referring to Shomer Chinam. Upshia Nami, Bishomer Sachar, Bishoel, Loksiv. And therefore, Shomer Chinam, which highlights Pshia, if it doesn't apply to that, it doesn't apply to Pshia in any of the Shomrim. Hilkach, Bishomer Sachar, Ubishoel, Lechiv Asiya, Bakavachomer, Bishomer Chinam. Ava Babaylim, Liftar, Af Bishomer Sachar, Bishoel, Lo. My Taima, Kiksiv, and Balavima, Lo Yishalem, Ashtol, Bashomer Sachar, Ahana Chiyuve, Dixibu, Behed Yehuda Mechtiv. That's a whole long verbose Lashon, but as we see, it means that we only darshan the Ptur of Baal Avimo one parsha back, no, not two parshios back, and therefore, if a shomer is posheya, even if Baal Avimo, he is going to be chayiv. And again, that might reflect a different type of chiyuv by pshia, as we mentioned a couple of times already. This pesachta, when a shomer is posheya, he might not be chayiv even for being a shomer anymore. He might be chayiv for being a mazik. We had it yesterday, even Rabbeinu Yehonas on the Shizim Mekubet says, when I'm negligent, I turn into a mazik. Right? If I don't have any connection to you, I'm just negligent. So I'm a negligent. That's indirect. That's grama. But when I'm a shomer and I'm negligent, I'm halachically a mazik. And that's why the Rambam, if you remember, says it could even apply to the items that are excluded from Shmira. Avadim, Karkaos, Staros. Because this isn't Shomrim anymore. This is mazik, and therefore you'd be chayev, and that's why also balavimo would not apply to it. That's the mandamar that says chayev mandamar pater. What about the opinion that says there's balavimo even by pshia ksavar mikra nidrash lafanav vilifnei fanav? The balavimo pater goes back on everything. V'chiksiv and balavimo ashomer chinam na miksiv. It also goes back on shomer chinam. Good. So now let's try to bring rayas either way about pshia. Tanan says our Mishnah. So we're about to quote our Mishnah, but it's not going to be the exact lashon that our Mishnah has. The Rosh Hashi here points out that sometimes the Gemara will paraphrase the Mishnah without quoting it verbatim. Hashoel hapara v'sha'al ba'le ha'ima. Hashoel hapara v'sachar ba'le ha'ima. Sha'al ba'le ha'sachar v'achar kach sha'al hapara v'mesa pater. Right? Our Mishnah gives examples of balavimo. But what are the examples given? Shoel and Socher. Vila Shomer Chinam Oktani doesn't mention Shomer Chinam. So, Raya, that the Torah does not apply to Pshia. Doesn't give that one listed. Says the Gemara, Ulatameh Shomer Socher Miktani. Doesn't say Shomer Socher explicitly either. Right? It says Renter. Right? It doesn't say Shomer Socher. So, Ella, Tana, Milsa, Dixiva Behed Yoktani, Dasi Bejaja Loktani. It doesn't list it in the Mishnah. Don't be Medayeg. It only lists things that are Mefurish in the Torah. Those are the examples given in the Mishnah, but it could very well apply to the others as well. The Maariv Chayis here points out that sometimes the Gemara will say that, hey, what's Mefurish Bikra, you know, that's listed. But sometimes the Gemara will say, Aidi Da'asi Midrasha Chavivalei. If I learned it out from Torah Shebal Peh, then it's precious to me. So the Maariv Chayis suggests, well, maybe there's no stira. Are you talking about saying one thing and not the other, or just saying both things, but what's the order? Right, when it comes to the order, then often you'll find the Torah Shebal Peh before the Torah Shebaksav. Because the rabbis darshened it, it's precious, and therefore it'll come first. But there's a difference between chaviv and chashuv. Right here, when you're talking about a din daraisa that's mefurish and a din daraisa that's not mefurish, so the daraisa is mefurish, that's chashuv, the Hashem wrote it. If Hashem dictated it and wrote it, so then that's going to be more chashuv, inherently significant. Ayah Yasim Yidrasha would not be written. So here it's writing A or B. So you write what's written in the Torah. If it's the order issue, so then it would just be which is chaviv, and you might write the Torah Shebal Peh first. That's the suggestion here of the Maariv Chayis. Viter, okay, no raya so far. Still trying to figure out, is there a p'tur of balavimo by pshia? So tashma she'ela v'shal ba'alaima. Sachra v'sachar ba'alaima. Shala v'sachar ba'alaima. Sachra v'shal ba'alaima. Right, all four permutations. Afa b'shal ba'alam osu malacha b'makam acher v'mesa pater. Even if the ba'alam are working somewhere else, right, the ba'alam are not around, there's still a p'tur. So, who is this like? Savura Hamani Rabbi Yehuda Hi, Dama Shocher Kashamar Sachar Dami. Who do I assume this is like? Like Rabbi Yehuda says that when it says Socher, it also means like Shamar Sachar. And therefore, this Mishnah lists off 2 out of 3. Vahai Tanak Tani Milsa Dasi Midrasha, Vilu Shamar Chinam Lok Tani. So, Shamar Sachar is also listed in this source, right, which is not Mefurish. So, here Dafka left out Shamar Chinam, meaning Chiyav Pshia. So isn't this a raya that there's no p'tur balavimo by Pshia? Answer, no, you don't have to say that. Hamani Rabbi Meir, maybe when it says socher, it's following the view of Rabbi Meir to Amar, socher shomer chinam dami, v'tana shomer chinam v'hu adil l'shomer socher. Maybe it's mentioned shomer chinam and we would know kal v'chomer to shomer socher. Or, v'ibay yisei mekedemach lev rabba v'ravu v'tani, socher keitz l'mishalim Rabbi Meir omek shomer socher, Rabbi Yehuda omek shomer chinam. Or maybe it is Rabbi Yehuda, but it's like the version that he holds from Machinam. Either way, no makar given. Period. Good. One other point that I wanted to mention yesterday, but it came up on today's daf in Rav Yashiv's Sefer on the Haaretz here. We discussed yesterday, is it possible for Masne, could you make a Tnai in the world of Shomrim, not even to be Pater even for Pshia? That was discussed in the Shiva Kubetz yesterday. So there's an opposite a question. The Rav Yashiv points out, based on the Achronim, could a Shoel be Mechayiv himself even in Balavimo? Could he accept that? We asked yesterday, could a Shomer Chinam even be Pater in Pshia? Could a Shoel even be Chayiv? That's his question. Ha'achronim Darnimim, Shoel Yochol is Chayiv, but Mesa Machmas Malacha, but who adin Sheila Babaylam? So he quotes it as a Machlokas. He quotes from the Ksos, Yoser mi Shoel lo Shayach. You can't be more than a Shoel. Which is interesting, like we said yesterday. Maybe you can't be Pater from Shia, because then you wouldn't be a Shomer at all. So maybe you have the same question on the opposite side of the spectrum. Maybe you can't be more than a Shoel is Chayev. There are limitations within Shomer Chinam and Shoel. Within the outer bounds, you could fluctuate, but within. But on the two extremes, you can't do more. You can't be less than an average Shomer Chinam. You can't be more than an average Shoel. That's just related to the discussion that we had yesterday. Period. Amar Rav Amnuna. So Rav Amnuna comes up with a chiddush that we are going to reject. But let's read it. La'olam u'chayev, really, the Ptura Balavimo does not apply unless Achete para v'choresh balachamor u'machamer achareha. Until A, the animal that the Shoel is working with, the Mashal is also working with that animal. Right, it can't just be some other separate relationship. And number two, va'acheyu bailim misha she'ela, and Balavimo applies that he's there the entire time. Not only at the time of She'ela, but even at the time of Ones, he's still Balavimo. Alma, Ksavar Balavimo, Akula Milsa Mashma. Balavimo does not only mean at one time in the relationship, but all the way from the time of the She'ela until the time of the Ones. So that sounds very logical, because then the Svara, like the Sefer Chinuch mentioned yesterday, well, the hope to Balavimo is because the owner's around that he could have washed his own animal. That's Rav Hamnuna. We say it applies even not so because of a low plug. But that's what Rav Hamnuna says. And we are going to reject Rav Hamnuna. Masiv Rava. Shalav Shal Balaima. Sakra Vishal Balaima. Sakra Vishal Balaima. Shalav Sakra Balaima. All the permutations. Alpha Bisha Balamosim Malacha Bimakam Acher. Vamesa Pater. The price that we just had up above. Even if the owner is doing work in some other place, still Pater. So what is another place? Doesn't that mean not with this animal? My lab in malacha acheres doesn't mean a different malacha and different takasha and Rav Hamnuna. Answer, lo ba'osa malacha. No, it means the same malacha. So ela my makam acher. But it says a different place. To kamarafi va'ozo kameh. Different place means like 2 feet in front of the animal. The owner is taking a shovel and softening the earth a little bit, and then his animal comes right after him and softens it even more. So it's the same place. So the Gemara, even though it says makam acher. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Vami the Seifa al Gaba have a Resha b'malach acheres. The Seifa says it's the same place. So the Resha has to be a different case. Diktani Seifa. Shal avakach shal ba'aleha. Sachar avakach sachar ba'aleha ima. Af abisha ba'alem chorshin al Gaba v'meis l'chayiv. Right, even though the owner is there, it's not going to apply because the Balavimo did not exist at the time of the She'ela. So the Gemara says, isn't it talking about two different cases? Answer, no. Amri Resha v'seva bosa malacha. Both are talking about the owner is there. V'resha rabusa kamash malon v'seva rabusa kamash malon. And each are telling you a different chiddush. Resha rabusa kamash malon. The Resha, which talks about the Ptur, is telling you the following chiddush. The avagav de lava gaba ela ba'usa malacha. Even though yet the owner is 2 feet ahead, he's not mamish on the animal. Kiva davi ba'ila mishash she'ela patur. That's good enough for the Ptur. That's safer, abusa kamash. Well, on the opposite. The avagav de al gaba. Even if the owner is there mamish. Kiva davi ba'ila mishash she'ela chayiv. Because he wasn't there originally, at the moment of the she'ela, the Ptur of Balavima will not apply. And this fits in nicely to the svar we said yesterday from the Ralbag and the Torah Tamima. You can't wear two hats at the same time, so it goes by the Shah She'ela. Says the Gemara, hi, Mai, wait a minute. If you see the Torah about two different cases, then you understand the chiddush of each. But if you see they're both talking about the same malacha, the same animal, then what's the chiddush of each one? It's only a chiddush in one direction, not in the other direction. And therefore, there's an exclamation point here. We reject Rav Hamnuna part one. Right, Rav Hamnuna said two things. So we have just rejected Rav Hamnuna part one, that the Balavimo Ptur only applies if the owner is right there with the animal. We've just rejected that because we said this case has to be talking about one case is where the animal is not there, the owner's not there, one case where the animal is there. That's part one. And now we're going to reject Rav Hamnuna part two. Rav Hamnuna part two says that there has to be Balavimo the entire time, from the time of She'ela through the entire time of the Ones. So Biotanya, the Bryce says, is beferish against that. The Torah says, if the Balav are Imo, he's going to be Pater. I know that if the owner is not there, there's going to be a Chiyiv. Why do you have to say the opposite for? Lomar Lacha, to teach me that you don't need it the whole time. Right, Shah She'ela is the key time, period. You don't need him to be Balavimo at the time of the Ones. So it's Beferish HaBraisa against Rav Hamnuna. V'tanya Idach, and we have another one. Mimashu shenera balavini moshalem yishalem, eni yodea shim balavimo lo yishalem, extra elmat hamalorim balavimo lo melacha, kivet sheyatza mirushas mashal shah achas bebailim vamesa putter. Right, Shasha'ela is the crucial time. Tziyufta de Rav Hamnuna, Tziyufta. So Rav Hamnuna has been knocked out. We don't passing like either of his opinions. Balavimo only goes by Shasha'ela, and the owner does not have to be there at the time of the ones. So now, the last few lines here, go back to what we started today's daf with. We had a machlokas, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonah said about how to darshim psukim, whether O is l'chalek or not. So we're now going to connect this to a machlokas between Abaya and Rava, and we'll do the first part today, and the next part will be on the next daf. So let's just do the first part. Abaya, savar like Rabbi Yoshi. Abaya holds like Rabbi Yoshi that we had earlier. Rabbi Yoshi says, without a O there, you would think you need both. The Yachtav. Right, Abaya is like Rabbi Yoshia. Umatari is like Rabbi Yoshia. He holds like Rabbi Yoshia and interprets Tzukim like Rabbi Yoshia. Rava sava like Rabbi Yonasan. Umatari is like Rabbi Yonasan. But Rava likes Rabbi Yonasan Shita. So what does that mean? Abaya sava like Rabbi Yoshia. Umatari is like Rabbi Yoshia. How does that mean? Ba'alav, remember, Rabbi Yoshia says, if you wouldn't know otherwise, you would say you need both things. Ba'alav enimo shalem yishalem. Taima delesa bitravayu. Right, that's Abaya. Right, this is only. Why do we say you pay only if he's not there at both times? Ha'isa b'chada v'lesa b'chada pater. But if he's there by one of the times, shasheila, then the Petor Balavimo would kick in. The Bach takes out the word ha. Viksiv im Balavimo lo yishalem, and then it adds im Balavimo if he's there pater. Taima d'isa b'tshavayu. Ha'isa b'chada v'lesa b'chada mechayev. The opposite type of drasha. So Abaya says, what do you do? Lo malacha, it must be teaching me, because it goes in one direction and not the other. Hayim obashash she'ela, eino tzorach liyosim obashash shvur v'mesa. Hayim obashash shvur v'mesa, tzorach liyosim obashash she'ela. You have one diuk that says one is enough and one diuk that says one is not enough. Well, it depends which one. Shash she'ela is enough, shash shvur v'mesa is not enough. That is how Abaya interprets the psukim according to Rabbi Yoshia. Rav is going to interpret the psukim like Rabbi Yonasan, but come out lamaisa with the same halacha. We're not going to have any machlokas about the halacha, just about the way of darshing. Just to end with the Chichemed here discusses, does the Torah Balavimo apply if the mashal is blind? Right, if you give some of the svaras of, oh, it's the mashal's own problem, he should have guarded it, so what happens if the mashal is blind? If you go like the svaras, then you should say that he would be, there wouldn't be a p'tura balavimo in that case. But pashtus is, that's tamei mitzvahs. And therefore, there's a p'tura balavimo, and it applies no matter what, whether the mashal can see or whether the mashal is blind. That's what Tosfos says on Tamara's daf. Tosfos says, ultimately, it's a gzeiras hakasav. So we've given some svaras, but ultimately, it's a gzeiras hakasav, and therefore, the chara would apply even if the owner is not around or unable to guard his animal. Okay, we'll stop here, but the next stop will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up on... yes, if I said earlier, just to be mosif, one point, if I said earlier about comparing Kavachomer to Gzereshava, a Kavachomer has the different levels, and the Gzereshava also does, but the Mufne, Misadecha, which they saw, that's by Gzereshava. Right, it's not by Kavachomer. So if it came out the wrong way, I stand to correct that. Thank you.